Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Flu season, it appears we're seeing a bit of an increase in flu cases. How big of an increase are we seeing?
Flu season started 2 weeks earlier this year, and we've seen quite a large increase in cases. New York State has been hit harder than most parts of the country. It started in New York City, and it's spread to Western New York. There's a lot of flu out there right now.
How bad are the flu cases that you're seeing?
Well, I think people need to appreciate that influenza is a potentially serious disease, particularly in high-risk individuals, individuals that are older, immunocompromised, underlying disease, children 4 years of age or less, and pregnant women. And so it's an infection that needs to be taken seriously. And when we had a lot of influenza cases, we're going to have hospitalizations and unfortunately some bad outcomes.
For those who have not had the flu vaccine yet, is it too late to get it?
It is not too late to get the influenza vaccine. And it's particularly important this year because there's a new variant that's circulating. H3N2 has been with us since 1968, but this year, that particular subtype has new mutations that evade to a degree immunity that's built up previously, whether it's from infection or whether it's from prior vaccination. We do have some data, however, that the best means to protect ourselves against this new variant is to get the influenza booster. Data from England has showed that it, although it'll be imperfect in preventing infection, will afford significant protection both in children and adults from landing in hospital and developing more serious disease.
In addition to the vaccine, what should people be doing over the next few weeks?
Well, unfortunately, we're all going to be gathering for the holidays. If you're sick, even though I know it would be quite disappointing, it would really be best to stay home and not expose others if you potentially have influenza. I should point out that we do have tests over-the-counter for both COVID and influenza, and we have antiviral treatments for both, which are best when started early. So if you do develop respiratory tract symptoms, it would be great if you could be tested. This also could be done at a variety of walk-in clinics, and so that if you are positive for one or the other, appropriate treatment could be initiated.
How can you prevent getting the flu down the road here? Is it time to bring back the masks?
So to go back to what I started with the last question, if you are sick after getting tested and determining what you have, it's obviously best not to expose yourself to others, particularly if they're high-risk individuals. This may disrupt holiday plans, but it's better to protect your loved ones. Besides vaccination, another means to protect yourself are wearing high-quality, well-fitting masks. And if you are infected and need to go out for whatever reason, wearing that mask will also minimize the likelihood that you'll spread disease to others. So masks works both ways, both protects yourself from getting infected and if you are infected, spreading it to others. And then lastly, hand hygiene is always a great thing to do during the winter respiratory virus season, which will afford a certain degree of protection from a variety of respiratory viruses and also norovirus, which circulates this time of year as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.